GNN, always keep in mind that everything should be considered rumor. Source, Judy Note, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. Judy Disclaimer, please be aware that I report the news as I find it. Try to credit articles with their original author and am not responsible for content. Information in the posts or articles from social media sites that I quote may or may not be true. I report this information for educational or entertainment purposes only and not as fact. I encourage you to do your own research and make up your own mind as to what is happening in this great war of good against evil. Over. Restored Republic via a GCR update as of Monday, August 10, 2026. Compiled Monday, August 10, 2026 by Judy Byington, MSW, LCSW, judybyington.com. On Saturday, August 8, 2026, Trump deployed U.S. military plus 300,000 troops worldwide to make mass arrests of global elites. Judy Note, on Saturday, August 8, 2026, as Commander-in-Chief of the Worldwide Military Alliance, President Trump activated his wartime powers, deployed the U.S. military and a coalition of 300,000 troops worldwide to make mass arrests of global elites, plus announced activation of the Nizara Jazara laws, which returned taxpayer monies back to the people. Sunday, August 9, 2026, President Donald Trump has given the green light. The Global Military Alliance was under say to take over major fake news media and make mass arrests. Today the Emergency Broadcast System, EBS, will be activated worldwide. Tier 4B ISO 20022 on Telegram. Be prepared for worldwide emergency alerts, blackouts, 10 days of communication darkness. Nizara Jazara connected on Telegram. Worldwide emergency alert pending. Sunday, August 9, 2026, U.S. military stationed in 360 cities anticipating immediate Supreme Court directives on emergency constitutional petitions, which threaten to dissolve compromised federal jurisdictions. The U.S. military and D.C. police preparing comprehensive security lockdowns across Washington, D.C. The Global Military Alliance accelerating mass arrests and active tribunals targeting over 500,000 deep state cabal political and global elites. Intelligence agencies, federal enforcement bodies, and associated political leadership implicated in continuing covert operations, deep state collusion, and elite E.G. networks. Meanwhile, the Starlink satellite system, quantum financial system and stellar blockchain network have integrated for a secure and transparent worldwide flow of information. Sunday, August 9, 2026, Emergency Broadcast System Alert, Web 3.0 ISO 20022 on Telegram. The Earth Alliance, Starlink, and military are ready to execute the final phase. The old world is crumbling, and a new era of freedom is beginning. For years, the Earth Alliance has been preparing, quietly building a secure network of satellites that will make this possible. Stock up on food, water, cash and supplies. You won't be able to access stores or services during a 10 to 12 day period. Phones will only work for 911 calls, but the military will make available a signal app which will secure regular cell phone use through the new Starlink satellite system and quantum computer. Across the globe during those 10 days and in preparation for migration into the new quantum financial system, banks will be closed, while ATMs and credit and debit cards will not work. Saturday, 29th of August and Sunday, August 30th, 2026, every phone on the planet will be hit with a loud, unmistakable alert signal. This will come directly from Starlink satellites, bypassing the corrupt media channels controlled by the elites. On cell phones worldwide, seven trumpets will sound, alerting us to the declaration of global martial law. EBS text messages will be introduced and we will be urged to tune into our TV, radio and or internet. The EBS alert will be activated globally but in phases. Depending on your location, you might get it slightly earlier or later, but make no mistake, it's coming. The phased rollout will prevent the deep state from reacting and catch them off guard. By the time the signal hits every device, the Earth Alliance will have moved to the next stage. The signal will be followed by a broadcast from Trump and military leaders, bypassing the corrupt media. They will deliver real-time updates on the takedown of the deep state, mass arrests, and the collapse of the corrupt financial system. You'll learn how FEMA, the FBI, and other agencies have been weaponized against the people, staging false flags and disasters to maintain control. The EBS broadcast could last up to 10 days, depending on ground conditions. During this time, there will be no internet, no social media, no TV, no mainstream news. A temporary global lockdown window will secure the broadcast phase. You will have 5 hours to get to a place of your choice where you will stay for 10 days. As the alert rolls out, the military will mobilize globally. The Earth Alliance has been coordinating this for years. Patriot groups and militias in the US are ready to confront any deep state operatives trying to stop the plan. The military will maintain order, but expect resistance from the elites. They will attempt to create chaos with false flags. During this time, expect martial law. Military tribunals will be broadcast through the EBS. You will witness the fall of corrupt politicians, bankers, and elites. You'll see arrests, confessions, and the dismantling of globalist networks that have enslaved us for so long. The deep state's financial institutions will collapse. The quantum financial system, QFS, will replace the corrupt system, marking the greatest wealth transfer in history. Banks, stock markets, and fiat currencies will be obliterated, replaced by a fair system that serves the people. Part of the EBS plan includes neutralizing underground military bases used by the elites. These underground cities, built to protect them from the chaos they've unleashed, are being identified and destroyed. The Earth Alliance has located bunkers, including one under Denver International Airport and another in the Swiss Alps. Special Forces teams are already in position. Once the EBS is triggered, they will eliminate these elite hideouts. This is a war like we've never seen before, and it's happening now. Once these underground facilities are neutralized, the elites will have nowhere to hide. Sunday, August 9, 2026, two Obama and Biden appellate court judges just voted against the desperately needed military center, required for the national security of Washington, D.C., and our country, itself. Saturday, August 8, 2026, massive cyber offensives and data breaches were neutralizing central banking and federal communications infrastructure. Friday, August 7, 2026, Trump signed Executive Order Operation Final Accounting, which authorized the military to arrest deep state architects who have been committing treason against the country, some for 70 years. Saturday, August 8, 2026, simultaneously at 47 federal facilities, the military arrested 847 deep state architects who had coordinated with 23 foreign intelligence agencies to sell American secrets. Saturday, August 8, 2026, massive cyber offensives and data breaches neutralizing central banking and federal communications infrastructure. The military also seized classified documents, financial records and communication logs that had been hidden for 70 years. They showed coordination between deep state operatives and the Chinese Communist Party and proved treason and financial crimes totaling $847 billion. The military has now seized that $847 billion in frozen assets from deep state operatives' offshore accounts, money laundering networks and black budget slush funds. Sunday, August 9, 2026, the Senate went on August recess without passing the Save America Act, as expected. Now any chance to pass the Save America Act would not be until mid-late September, and by then I'm not even sure if there would be enough time to implement changes by the midterms. So we have two options: POTUS can handle the situation himself and use executive power to secure the election, or he can just sit back and do nothing, while the traitorous Democrats conspire with our foreign adversaries and use illegals to steal elections, overthrow our nation from within, and complete their communist takeover. Bailp. Sunday, August 9, 2026, Trump has Iran in a vice. No oil flowing. No ships moving. No economic lifeline. No way out. And he's giving them one last chance to make a deal on his terms, not theirs. Trump is in complete control of the Middle East right now. And what happens in the next 48 to 72 hours will shock the world. According to Julian Assange, Trump has also signed a military arrest warrant charging Barack Obama with treason. Perhaps an answer lay with going back to original concepts of the 1787 Constitution. A major pillar of the current military strategy involves the delegitimization of the 22nd Amendment. According to the below article, historically, the limitation of presidential terms was a voluntary tradition established by George Washington, but it was not codified until the mid-20th century. This amendment was a strategic maneuver by deep state networks to prevent a populist president from holding power long enough to dismantle entrenched administrative structures. The strategic marker Trump 2028 serves as a signal for the final phase of legal reconstruction. By asserting that fraud vitiates every legal layer built upon it, the panel suggests that the original 1787 Constitution, which contained no term limits, is being restored as the primary law of the land. Under this framework, the upcoming years are viewed not as an extension of a civilian term, but as a transition back to a primal republic of sovereigns. Trump 2028 bombshell, the 22nd Amendment, the end of the two-party system and the battle for a restored American republic, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Sunday, August 9, 2026, Trump has Iran in a vice. No oil flowing. No ships moving. No economic lifeline. No way out. And he's giving them one last chance to make a deal on his terms, not theirs. Trump is in complete control of the Middle East right now. And what happens in the next 48 to 72 hours will shock the world. Saturday, August 8, 2026, three pharmaceutical executives resigned this week. No press conference. No succession plan. Number 90-day transition. They didn't retire. They fled. When the people who profited from your sickness start running, pay attention to what they're running from. MedBed Technology on Telegram. Sunday, August 9, 2026, PEDS Act to be enforced, which declares a state of emergency that activates FEMA and DHS, DOD Law of War Manual, Stafford Act signed 11 Jan. 2021 Executive Order 13848, imposing certain sanctions in the event of foreign interference in a United States election. Val Thor on Telegram. Saturday, August 8, 2026, on The Glenn Beck Show, the Scottish journalist Alex Newman warned the world, the unelected globalists, including Bill Gates, the UN, and the WEF, are building a gigantic digital gulag for all of humanity. They are using biometric digital ID, CBDCs, and vaccine passport infrastructure to build a control system that will be able to survey and monitor everything we do on an unprecedented scale, and also manipulate what we do. This is a mechanism to control humanity that, in my opinion, has no precedent in human history. Monday, August 10, 2026, redemption centers open nationwide as Tier 4B notifications confirm appointments for currency exchanges and bond redemption. Trump dissolves the last remnants of the Federal Reserve and IRS, installing a sovereign treasury backed by precious metals. No more income tax. Free MedBed home units shipped to patriots who stood firm. Military tribunals accelerate for deep state traitors charged with crimes against humanity. The restored republic stands fully under the original constitution as the golden age of prosperity and perfect health begins. Tuesday, August 11, 2026, global streams show millions healed simultaneously. Limb regeneration complete in hours, cancer, diabetes, heart disease and all engineered illnesses. Martial law secures the final arrests of remaining cabal operatives. QFS locks in permanent prosperity. Every citizen receives MedBed access cards guaranteeing lifetime free healing. Sunday, September 20, 2026, MedBed treatments will be open to the general public across the world. The pharmaceutical industry's deadline to disclose all suppressed frequency healing trials, or face criminal prosecution under 18 U.S.C. Section 1001. No extensions. No negotiations. No escape. Sunday, August 9, 2026, confirmed, President Trump says he believes future tariff revenue could eventually allow the U.S. to greatly reduce, or even eliminate, federal income taxes. He argued tariffs on imports could generate enough revenue to fund tax relief, provide large refunds, and help reduce the national debt. The proposal would shift more federal revenue from income taxes toward tariffs, though it would require further policy action and likely legislation, Nizara Jazara on Telegram. Sunday, August 9, 2026, bombshell intel drop, QFS XRP Jazara Protocol Online, Tier 4B ISO 20022 on Telegram. See Daily Reports. Sunday, August 9, 2026, QFS destroys the central banking system. QFS halts the deep state in its tracks, global currency reset. See Daily Reports. Saturday, August 8, 2026, they just arrested 847 deep state operatives and nobody is talking about it, Mr. Poole on Telegram. See Daily Reports. Saturday, August 8, 2026, the Federal Reserve confirms, U.S. NGOs collectively hold assets worth half the size of the U.S. national debt, $14.2 trillion, of taxpayers' money. Government-funded non-governmental organization, an NGO Family Endeavors, a San Antonio-based nonprofit called out by DOGE for receiving $18 million per month for an empty illegal alien shelter. And it gets even worse, the contract began in 2021 after a Biden transition team member Andrew Lorenzen straight joined the NGO. According to government disclosure forms, the organization's revenues skyrocketed in 2021, increasing from $50 million to $658 million, before reaching a peak of $1.1 billion in 2022, John McAfee on Telegram. Sunday, August 9, 2026, Empire Money, London's hidden hand behind Zoran Mamdani, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Sunday, August 9, 2026, U.S. Army Insider, Med Beds Revealed, Consciousness Transfer, DNA Linking, Space Healing Technology and the Hidden Systems That Could Change Human Health Forever, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Sunday, August 9, 2026, Trump Just Played 4D Chess on Iran, and They Don't Even Know They've Already Lost, Emergency Broadcast System on Telegram. See Daily Reports. Saturday, August 8, 2026, 1447 EST. The order was issued. All set to go. The biggest military operation in decades. Iran. Strait of Hormuz. Everything was prepared. Then at 1623 EST, something changed. The strike was called off. Why? 107, JFK Jr.? On Telegram. When Trump saw the list, he understood, the operation wasn't just about Iran. It was about exposing the network inside the military itself. So he called it off. Not because he was weak. Because he was precise. See Daily Reports. August 8, 2026, wasn't a retreat. It was a trap. The Strait of Hormuz is still controlled. The military is still positioned. The operation is still active. It just changed form. See Daily Reports. What happens when the American people understand that the Pentagon was compromised? What happens when they see the names? What happens when they understand the scope? The countdown continues. The restoration is happening. You are watching a military operation unfold in real time. Not against Iran. Against the enemy within. Pay attention to what happens next. Saturday, August 8, 2026, the Note AF-440HC, the sonic weapon that has been controlling the masses since 1939, 107 on Telegram. See Daily Reports. Out.